This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 50 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for mostly cloudy skies today. High today about 68 degrees. The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved development plans on Monday night for a five-story hotel to be built in the edge of Southern Village. The developer backing the project said the plan, which has not always garnered support, has addressed the community's concerns. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, it passes.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. The hotel will be five stories with 112 rooms and 90 parking spaces built along U.S. 15501 South across from the Strata Solar. The development plan also calls for a future phase to include a new apartment building. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison excitedly complimented the developer, D.R. Bryan, for seeing the project through and making the necessary changes during the process.
I think it's a triumph that you came out to this location of the other one. And I learned a lot about Southern Village and its residents, and also a lot about Southern Village and its design from you folks. And this shows that where there's a will, there's a way, and something can happen when it needs to.
When Brian first suggested building a hotel in the heart of Southern Village back in late 2008, residents of the neighborhood fought against the project, and the proposal subsequently was tabled. This year, the concept plan of a hotel in the mixed-use village resurfaced, though the new design plan moved the development to the edge of Southern Village instead of at its center. At a public hearing in September, neighbors in the area had a changed perspective on the proposal. Residents and business owners alike voiced their praise of the plan. Many said they believed it would bring much-needed business to the merchants on Market Street. Still, some worried about how the hotel would affect issues like access to 15501, pedestrian access to Barksdale Drive, and landscaping concerns. Sarah O'Brien, representing the developer, spoke to the council Monday and said that the new plan included revisions such as reworking the right-in, right-out access to 15501 South.
This achieves many community-wide goals that were identified in the 1992 Southern Small Area Plan and most recently in the Chapel Hill 2020 Plan, including the design principles for Highway 15501 South.
O'Brien added that other benefits of the new hotel will include adding to Chapel Hill's commercial tax base and improving road connectivity in Southern Village. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news coming up in just a moment.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I can back up the brokers and
do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none. Cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy, and, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it, and
wow.
So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents, so you can get a sense of each person. some, all our properties are on there. There's some paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silcope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
46 degrees, 612 at WCHL. The man charged with causing a multi-car wreck on I-40 in 2011 that left three people dead pleaded guilty on Monday to three counts of involuntary manslaughter and was sentenced to a maximum prison term of 11 years. Ronald Eugene Graybeal of Newport, Tennessee, was also charged with one count of possession of drug paraphernalia and one count of simple possession of marijuana, according to Jeff Neiman, Orange County Assistant District Attorney.
Representatives from each family did address the court and told the judge about the loved one that they lost and the impact it had on their lives and their family's lives.
On June 30th of 2011, Graybeal crashed his tractor trailer into four vehicles before finally coming to a stop on I-40 near 15501. John Liano of Kannapolis, Barbara Caldwell of Mebane, and Gary Smith of Burlington all died in that crash. A fourth person was injured as a result of the wreck. The collision was so severe that authorities could not immediately identify the make and model of the car that Smith was driving.
A case of this level of complexity often does take a long time between the date of offense and when we can resolve it. This case was definitely one of those.
Graybeal received three sentences with a maximum of 44 months for the involuntary manslaughter counts, 4 months for the possession of drug paraphernalia, and 90 days for simple possession of marijuana. He was originally charged with three counts of second-degree murder. That charge carries a maximum prison sentence of 20 years. In cases of vehicular homicide, malice can be hard to prove in court. One-stop early voting ended its first full week with by far the highest totals yet, but still hasn't seen a strong turnout. On Friday, 147 people cast their ballots. The Seymour Center remains the most popular location. 81 voters cast their ballots on Friday there. A total of 779 people have voted in Orange County for the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsborough municipal elections and the Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools Board of Education. However, WCHO reported last week that just more than 4,000 people in the 2011 early voting period. This is the final week for early voting in Orange County. The polls will also be open on Saturday. For a list of polling locations and their hours, visit our Election Central on our website at chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Mayor and candidate for re-election Mark Kleinsmith says as mayor, he's going to work to make sure the town thoughtfully implements the Chapel Hill 2020 plan, an important time for development.
We began the process with an idea of how things might work, but it's going to be an evolving process. It's going to be a challenge for many people.
Mayor Kleinsmith is running without opposition. He says the best way the town is going to grow and continue moving forward is by feeding off the education community.
We can resist the urge to be attracted just to conflict and remember that we are a learned community. We are a community that can take lessons from the past and apply them to our challenges in the future and be respectful of each other's opinions. You know, with 55,000 to 60,000 people, we're not going to have unanimity on every decision that we have to make as a community.
WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Mayor Kleinsmith about his seeking re-election and how he believes he will best serve the town of Chapel Hill. You can tune in at the 7 o'clock hour to hear more of this interview. Between now and Election Day, we'll be previewing each of the candidates on a one-on-one basis. Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton is getting roasted and toasted to celebrate his 20 years of activism in the community. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen and Empowerment Incorporated are hosting the event set for 6 p.m. This evening. Empowerment, Inc. is a nonprofit organization that works to educate the community about affordable housing and promotes grassroots economic development. Roasters featured in tonight's program include Ruby Sinreich, Mark Kleinsmith, Chris Martinson, Andrew Chilton, Mark Dorison, MC Zach Ward of DSI Comedy Theater. Serving as mayor of Carrboro since 2005, this year marks the end of his fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991 as the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of 21. In 2000, Chilton became the executive director of Empowerment, Inc. and served in the position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as director of special programs. The roast is being held at the Century Center at 100 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. If you'd like more information, you can read this article on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by your friends at Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Glass Half Full is the place to go for wine and great food and just a wonderful place to be. It's a wine shop, too, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Glass Half Full. All right, not a lot happening in traffic so far this morning. Kind of the usual day out there, really slow right now. Things will pick up a little bit later on, and when they do, Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be checking out traffic periodically throughout the morning. And in the meantime, if you spot anything that's out of the unusual, that's out of the ordinary, that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. Whatever you do, do it safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. It is 47 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 46 in Carrboro, also 46 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today, hot today in the upper 60s. It's going to warm up about 20 degrees, something like that. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. And tomorrow, more clouds on the way with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s. And then on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid 70s again. So really kind of stuck in a consistent rut here. It's not a bad rut, but, you know, it's going to be the same for the next several days here. WCHL Championship Sports on the way next.
October's National Cancer Awareness Month, and Former Chevrolet is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Isn't it nice to know that your Chevrolet purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Why would you want to buy your Chevrolet anywhere else? You can lease the 2013 Chevrolet Cruze for $149 per month, and the performance promise is included. We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say, wow.
Stock number C4055, 36-month lease with 12,000 miles per year. 2219 at signing excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MRSP of $191.80 and selling price of $185.66. Financing with approved credit. Dealer retains rebates. Take delivery by 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitz Lumber and Hardware. I'm Ron Stutz. The 2-5 Tar Heel football team is looking to build on the momentum that it's gained from the past two games, one in a heartbreaking loss to top 10 Miami, and the other in a demolition of Boston College last Saturday. And this weekend, Carolina travels down I-40 just a few miles to take on the North Carolina State Wolfpack. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the big game.
Head coach Larry Fedora was in much better spirits on Monday as he faced the media for his weekly press conference in the penthouse floor of the Keenan Football Center. The 34-10 victory over Boston College on Saturday kept the season alive for the Tar Heels. Coach Fedora says he is looking forward to a normal schedule this week in the lead-up to the NC State rivalry contest on Saturday.
Getting ready to go on the road this week to a place we know will be a hostile crowd. Should be a great environment. Should be a lot of fun. And looking forward to getting back into normal routine, you know, which we haven't had the opportunity to do very often this season. Actually, this is the second week of just a normal routine for our football team. And luckily, we'll get to do that the rest of the way.
Coach Fedora says he has seen vast improvements in all facets of the game in the past couple weeks, especially out of the young guys.
I think that, especially the last 2 weeks, I think that, we've started to make some progress in some areas. We haven't arrived, but we're getting better. We're getting better in a lot of positions, and we're getting better in a lot of situations. We got, with as many young people playing as we're playing, they're getting better and they're getting getting more experience and they're feeling more comfortable with what we're doing.
One of the keys in the Boston College win was Carolina's ability to avoid the stupid mistakes that had plagued them the majority of the season. And Coach Fedora says a lot of that improvement comes between the ears.
Yeah, probably the mental game, the mental part of it. I think just cutting down on the mistakes the last couple of weeks, we've done a much better job of that.
Another bright spot for the Tar Heels on Saturday was the red zone efficiency. The offense impressively converted touchdowns on all five of their trips inside the 20-yard line. Where did this come from? Coach Fedora says he sees more focus and intensity out of the team.
Probably, it was much better execution, you know, more focus from the guys. We were also, I think, 50% on third downs, which was better. And so, you know, just overall more focus and more energy, more intensity.
With the game against the Wolfpack down in Raleigh on tap, Coach Fedora says the team is relishing the opportunity. He says what he loves most about college football are the rivalry games like Carolina versus NC State.
That's what makes college football so great is the rivalries that you have and the fans, the hatred from one or another That's what's fun about college football. It really is. I mean, just the excitement that rivalries create.
And that excitement will only build as the weekend draws closer. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other sports this morning, let's turn to basketball for a moment. North Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams is ready to go big again. Tar Heels used a four-guard lineup of the final 13 games last year to spark a run that carried them back to the NCAA tournament. But the Hall of Fame coach is hoping another year of experience for the big man who struggled last season, and the addition of a couple of McDonald's All-Americans up front means the Tar Heels will have better production inside this season. Tar Heels, who finished 25-11 last year, won 9 of 13 to close the year after moving P.J. Hairston into that four-guard lineup. It's still not clear how long Hairston will be suspended this season after a trouble-filled offseason that included being cited twice by authorities while driving a rental vehicle linked to a felon. And are you watching the World Series? It's been quite a series so far, especially for Red Sox fans. The Red Sox could capture their third World Series championship in a decade. Boston beat St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 last night to take a 3-2 series edge. Wednesday night's game is at Fenway Park in Boston, and if Boston wins, it would mean their first title on their own field since 1918. So quite a night coming tomorrow night as the Red Sox and the Cardinals play game 6, and the Red Sox have a chance to wrap it all up in Boston. 6:24 at WCHL. Coming up next, WCHL has Charles Osgood standing by. We'll take another look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather coming up in just a few minutes.
Atlantic Tire and Service is your exclusive Durham, Cary, and Raleigh locations to enter the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple giveaway. Plus, get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the nearest store and register to win a trip to see the Tar Heels play.
47 degrees, 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood. What barreled up the Northeast Coast a year ago today is called Superstorm Sandy because of the terrible loss of life, property, and money. Our CBS News colleague Terrell Brown reminds us.
The storm killed 147 people in the U.S. Some 650,000 homes were destroyed, and 8.5 million customers were without power. As for the total cost, the low-end estimate sits at $50 billion.
It wasn't hurricane winds that were so deadly and costly a year ago. It was the water, and in many cases, fire.
Because it was no longer a hurricane when it made landfall. Sandy delivered a storm surge that plowed through towns. Floodwaters destroyed homes, and when that seawater hit electrical wires, fire laid entire neighborhoods to waste.
More after this.
There are a lot of complicated things in life: rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Where will you be when you remember you left the garage door open? Halfway to the office? Halfway around the world? Well, if you've got a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you've got nothing to worry about. With LiftMaster, you can use your smartphone or computer to open or close your garage door from anywhere. You can turn your house lights on or off, too. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
Life, as we know it, began in the sea. It's in our blood. We love the rhythm of it, the sound, and the beauty of it. No wonder so many of us want to live there, even those who lived through what happened a year ago.
Still a year later, thousands struggle to rebuild, many in the exact same spot.
Joe Courtney is one of those. He's rebuilding in New York's Rockaway Beach.
We never had a question if we were going to rebuild or not. This is where I grew up. This is where my wife grew up. This is where our lives are.
His new home will be higher with a 14-foot concrete foundation. Flood vents will allow high water to pass through.
All utilities are going upstairs in the attic. Hot water heater, boiler, all the necessary utilities to feed the house are going to be upstairs in the attic.
All those fixes are lessons learned from Sandy that architects and city planners are applying to new construction up and down the East Coast.
Will we ever learn? Coming up on our next House Good File, an architect who says, we're not doing it because we haven't learned. We're doing it because we have learned. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
Here's Ted Seagroves of the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency telling you why Nationwide
is the largest company in North Carolina, provides more insurance here than any other company. Great service, great support systems. We'll advise you. We'll talk with you when you have questions about it. We'll explain the policies to you. They sound like really basic statements, but not everybody does that.
The Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency. Let them take care of you. Contact Ted, Amy, or Pete today. Today for great nationwide service for your family.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen and Empowerment Incorporated are excited to announce the Roast of Mayor Mark Chilton, a fundraiser at the Carborough Century Center on Tuesday, October 29th from 6 until 9 p.m., hosted by DSI Comedy. Tickets are $50 in advance, RSVP by October 11th. Seating is limited. To purchase, reserve, or donate, visit theroastofmark.eventbrite.com or call 919-967-8779. Thank you, WCHL, for supporting the Roast of Mayor Mark Chilton.
Don't forget about all the savings our local deal offers every day. You can still save on delicious meals with half-off deals at Buns, Burgers, and Fries, and Red Bull. You can also prepare your home for the cold season with a 26-point inspection from Carolina Air Conditioning. Also organized with 75% off storage rental deals from Green Cube Self Storage, or one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning is still offering best carpet cleaning for half off. Finally, enjoy half off an 8-punch card at KidZoo for a day of learning and exploration. It's not too late to take advantage of these great discounts at OurLocalDeal.com. Check it out today.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is yours for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. We have 47 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. And dark, of course. Mostly cloudy today. High today about 68 degrees. Tonight, still cloudy with the lows in the low 50s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 70s. A little warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s. And then even on Thursday, our temperature will stay in the middle 70s. And we'll still have mostly cloudy skies. So, going to see a lot of clouds for the next couple of days, and no specific mention of any rain. Of course, there's usually a chance of rain late in the day.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
News update. I'm Dave Barrett. About a report card on the healthcare.gov website, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander is all for that.
I intend to ask unanimous consent to pass a simple six-page legislation that has the administration give us weekly reports about how many have tried to enroll, How many have succeeded? In what zip code do they live? And what level of insurance have they purchased?
Members of Congress resume questioning today as they look into the website mess. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
So House Republicans keep trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which would stop anyone from signing up for Obamacare. They also keep holding hearings on why the website's having so many problems. The witness today is Marilyn Tavener, who runs the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Some critics say CMS did not put the site together properly and then had just 2 weeks to test it before the rollout this month. Outside experts now trying to get things fixed, and now the Obama administration's allowing Americans to sign up without any tax penalty through March 31st. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
48 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved development plans last night for a five-story hotel to be built in the edge of Southern Village. The developer backing the project said the plan, which has not always garnered support, has addressed the community's concerns. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? It passes.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. The hotel will be five stories with 112 rooms and 90 parking spaces, built along U.S. 15501 South across from the Strata Solar. The development plan also calls for a future phase to include a new apartment building. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison excitedly complimented the developer, D.R. Bryan, for seeing the project through and making the necessary changes during the process.
I think it's a triumph that you came out to this location over the other one. And I learned a lot about Southern Village and its residents, and also a lot about Southern Village's design from you folks. And this shows that where there's a will, there's a way, something can happen when it needs to.
When Brian first suggested building a hotel in the heart of Southern Village back in late 2008, residents of the neighborhood fought against the project, and the proposal subsequently was tabled. This year, the concept plan of a hotel in the mixed-use village resurfaced, though the new design plan moved the development to the edge of Southern Village instead of at its center. At a public hearing in September, neighbors in the area had a changed perspective on the proposal. Residents and business owners alike voiced their praise of the plan. Many said they believed it would bring much-needed business to the merchants on Market Street. Still, some worried about how the hotel would affect issues like access to 15501, pedestrian access to Barksdale Drive, and landscaping concerns. Sarah O'Brien, representing the developer, spoke to the council Monday and said that the new plan included revisions such as reworking the right-in, right-out access to 15501 South.
This achieves many community-wide goals that were identified in the 1992 Southern Small Area Plan and most recently in the Chapel Hill 2020 Plan, including the design principles for Highway 15501 South.
O'Brien added that other benefits of the new hotel will include adding to Chapel Hill's commercial tax base and improving road connectivity in Southern Village. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
One-stop early voting ended its first full week with by far the highest totals yet, but still isn't seeing a strong turnout. On Friday, 147 people cast their ballots. The Seymour Senior Center on Homestead Road remains the most popular location. 81 voters cast their ballots there on Friday. A total of 779 people have voted in Orange County for the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsborough municipal elections and the Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools Board of Education. However, WCHL reported last week that just more than 4,000 people voted in the early voting period 2 years ago. This is the final week for early voting in Orange County. The polls will also be open on Saturday. And, of course, the election day itself is next Tuesday. For a list of polling locations and their hours, visit our Election Central at chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Mayor and candidate for re-election Mark Kleinschmidt says as mayor he's going to work to make sure the town thoughtfully implements the Chapel Hill 2020 plan in an important time for development.
We began the process with an idea of how things might work, but it's going to be an evolving process. So that's going to be a challenge for many people.
Mayor Kleinschmidt is running without opposition. He says the best way the town is going to grow and continue moving forward is by feeding off the education community.
If we can resist the urge to be attracted just to conflict and remember that we are a learned community. We are a community that can take lessons from the past and apply them to our challenges in the future and be respectful of each other's opinions. You know, with 55,000 to 60,000 people, we're not going to have unanimity on every decision that we have to make as a community.
WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Mayor Kleinschmidt about seeking re-election and how he believes he will best serve the town. You can tune in the 7 o'clock hour to hear more of this interview. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue previewing each of the candidates one-on-one. The temperatures may have warmed up again for a little while longer, but AAA Carolinas is taking last weekend's cold snap as an opportunity to tell everyone to winterize their cars. Director of Communications Angela Daly says there are two main parts of the car to keep an eye on in the cold winter months.
The biggest factors we see with cooler weather are batteries and tires, so it's important to get those checked this time of year.
Temperatures dropped into the 20s in the Triangle during the weekend. Daly says with lower temperatures, your tire pressure can often be affected.
One thing we see is tire pressure is usually decreased when the weather gets colder. So it's important to check your tire pressure. You can find that either in your owner's manual or on a sticker on the inside of your door.
And if the Triangle should get any snow this year, Daly says it's important that you have good tread on your tires.
We recommend replacing tires when you have less than 3/32 inches of tread. Another thing you can do is take a penny and put it in your tire tread. And if it doesn't cover Lincoln's Head, then you know you need to replace your tires.
For a winter driving checklist, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. The ride operator facing criminal charges over injuries at the North Carolina State Fair has made his first court appearance. Timothy Dwayne Tuttero of Quitman, Georgia, faces three counts of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury. Wake County District Court Judge Keith Gregory declined to lower Tuttero's $225,000 bond. The 46-year-old defendant was returned to jail in handcuffs yesterday. The vortex jolted into motion on Thursday night as people were exiting, dropping riders from heights of up to 30 feet. Wake Sheriff Donnie Harrison says the ride had been intentionally tampered with to bypass critical safety devices. Three people remained hospitalized on Monday, including a 14-year-old child. Records show Tuttero has twice been arrested for drug charges, including a 2002 felony charge of possession of cocaine with intent to distribute. Governor Pat McCrory says he's not interested in bringing North Carolina lawmakers back to Raleigh to consider expanding Medicaid under the federal health care overhaul law. McCrory said yesterday that calling a special session of the topic was out of the question. He made the comment after some Democratic lawmakers and liberal-leaning groups requested he do so to cover more people. The Republican governor agreed with GOP legislators last winter with legislation blocking the expansion to cover hundreds of thousands of additional low-income people. He reiterated on Monday that he wants to repair problems to the current Medicaid system and doesn't want to risk further budget shortfalls with an enrollment spike. News around town this morning. If you miss the educational program on understanding the Affordable Care Act on Monday night, you've got another chance on December 4th from 7 until 8:30 p.m. presented by the League of Women Voters of Orange, Durham, and Chatham Counties. The program will provide an understanding of the ACA and its implementation in North Carolina, and it's free. And we'll remind you as we get closer to the date. The Orange County Department on Aging is offering free confidential memory screenings on November 19th for anyone concerned about memory loss. A screening is not used to diagnose any particular illness, but can check a person's memory and other thinking skills to indicate if there may be benefits from a complete medical visit. The memory screenings will be at the Seymour Center from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. and the Central Orange Senior Center from 10 until 1. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Here we have next, Jane Salemson really has some problems with the Weaver Dairy Road traffic after all that construction that took place over an endless period of time, particularly with the intersections up close to Chapel Hill North. That's coming up in today's commentary on WCHL, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football.
Direct from Broadway comes the breathtaking new musical, Ghost. Relive the romance, the magic, and the iconic moments from the beloved film in a live production unlike anything seen on stage before. Believe in love. Believe in fate. Believe in forever. Ghost, the musical.
SunTrust Broadway at DPAC opens November 12th for 8 great shows. Tickets at DPACNC.com.
Fall
fall is here, and that means back to school, back to cool weather, and back to the old routine.
Yeah, but who needs it?
Spice up your home this fall with a redesign project from Best Tile. Our designers are ready to guide you through the process from start to finish so you can make your remodeling dream a reality. At Best Tile, we can't change the seasons, but we can change your home. Best Tile, local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road or online at besttile.com.
Dad, go long.
He runs toward the end zone. He's at the 20, the 10. Touchdown! Oh, ow!
Dad?
Moments like this are why we created Ortho Now, a walk-in service providing same-day treatment of acute orthopedic conditions like sprains, sports injuries, minor fractures, and joint pain. Because whether you're playing ball on the field or in the driveway, you deserve the expert care of UNC Orthopedics. UNC Ortho Now, open Monday through Thursday 8 to 7 and Friday 8 to 5. UNC
Ortho. At Elmo's Diner, our customers are friends and neighbors, and we put you first. We pride ourselves on serving fresh, delicious food like you'd make at home if you had the time. We don't use mixes or instant meals. Our pancakes are made from scratch, and all our desserts are baked in our kitchen. Our soups are homemade, and we slow roast our turkey and roast beef. We serve nothing with MSG, and our fries are cooked in 100% canola oil. Our goal is to provide service and food that's not only good, but outstanding. Come back to see us at Elma's Diner in Carmel Mall, or come for the first time.
642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. Earlier this year, I wrote a commentary about my concerns regarding the improvement of Weaver Dairy Road. At the Timberline end, access to the Chapel Hill North Shopping Center from Weaver Dairy Road is a right turn onto Perkins Drive. Access out of the shopping center is diverted to a left-hand turn onto Martin Luther King Boulevard. To get back to Weaver Dairy Road, there's another left-hand turn. For those of us who use Weaver Dairy to get home after shopping, it's adding a time-consuming wait at two lights on very busy intersections. I could not understand why the road planners did not put in a mini traffic circle or roundabout at Weaver Dairy and Perkins so we could exit the shopping center from Perkins and make a left-hand turn onto Weaver Dairy Road, thus avoiding the traffic on busy MLK. I get frustrated each time I go to Chapel Hill North and will continue to do so every time I have to drive there. Imagine my delight when returning from a summer vacation to find that a roundabout had been added to Weaver Dairy Road, but sadly only at the south end. It's a relief every time I drive to Irwin Road knowing that I can breathe through the roundabout. Now that we have good sidewalks, for which I'm very glad of, thank you, Dot, the American equivalent of Belisha beacons should be added at the crossings that abound between Irwin and MLK. I was gratified the other day when trying to cross the now very wide Weaver Dairy Road by my home by the consideration of a truck driver stopping to allow me to use the crosswalk. Is this a new rule, or was he being considerate? Later, when driving to Irwin, I became more aware of how many crossings there are, but they're not very visible until you get almost on top of them. In England, crossings are highlighted by the Belisha beacons, a round yellow flashing light on each side of the road, giving drivers a clear indication where the crossing is. This would be especially helpful at night in seeing pedestrians in that very dark area below the school. Town planners, please give it a thought. This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Standing with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora. Of course, his team coming off a 34-10 victory over Boston College this past weekend. Coach, you've had multiple opportunities to look at the film. What'd you like, other than the final score, about what your team did against the Eagles?
Well, we played more of a complete game, Jones. I mean, we did not, we had a lot fewer mistakes than we have had in the past, and we were able to capitalize on the mistakes they made.
You mentioned a complete game, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe your best effort of the season.
Yeah, I would have to say so. We gave up one long run. We had a missed assignment inside and left a gap open, and they took advantage of it and made a big play. But other than that, I mean, I thought our guys did a nice job. We would have liked to have probably been a little bit better against the run. in the rest of it, but you hold them to 56 yards passing, less than 300 yards of offense, I mean, you're playing pretty good.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Of course, now the focus has turned to NC State this weekend, Coach, at 12:30, and always will be an intense matchup when the Tar Heels and the Wolfpack get together.
It's a great rivalry, great for the fans, great for the players, great for everybody involved, and that, again, that's what makes college football such a great thing. We know that it'll be a hostile crowd. We know that it'll be the atmosphere will be great, and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance BMW is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Lineberger Cancer Center. Wow! Lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $319 per month. BMW is also offering $500 loyalty cash, so if you bought from Performance BMW before, ask us how the loyalty program can benefit you.
Remember, with BMW's legendary ultimate service, you pay nothing for 4 years or 50,000 miles.
Stock number B4150. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $44.19 total down includes $500 loyalty cash, $549 admin fees extra. Payment plus tax based on MRSP of $360.75 and selling price of $34,500. Financing with approved credit through BMFS on select models. Take delivery before 10/31/2013. Loyalty contingent on BMW program compliance.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company. Come visit us in historic Carmel and let us outfit you from head to toe. We'll start by layering up with a hot 100% merino wool icebreaker piece, then zip up in a Patagonia Better sweater, pull on a pair of pants from Cool, and slide on a pair of smart wool socks. Top it off with a cute hat from Prana, Smith sunglasses, and the ultimate hoodie jacket from Arc'teryx. Around the block or around the world, let Townsend Bertram & Company outfit you for your next adventure.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Kind of a typical day so far. No real problems to report out there as far as I know. Let's check in with Rand Northam and see if he has some kind of an update for you.
Thank you very much, Ron. I do have an update, but it is good news at this point. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway moving smoothly for the most part. Might see a little bit of a slowdown on NC-54 eastbound and or westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, but nothing major in that area and nothing major happening out on the roadways right now in our listening area. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, you look good.
Hey, thanks.
Remark on your fashion sense today.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, burgundy shirt, folks. All ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to face the day.
That's right. Thanks.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Southern Season. Now's your last chance to sign up for the homebrew contest at southernseason.com. The beer extravaganza is November 9th with prizes, music, snacks, and sampling of local brews. Southern Season at University Mall in Chapel Hill. Sounds like a lot of fun. 47 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 46 in Carborough, also 46 in Hillsborough this morning. A cloudy day, mostly cloudy at least, with a high of about 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 70s, so a little warmer. And then tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 70s. Kind of getting a little warmer here in the next day or so, but nothing really unusual about the weather. Again, 47 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Yeah! Got a whole bunch of birthdays for you this morning. Bluegrass singer, musician Sonny Osborne of the Osborne Brothers, 76 years old today. Rock musician Denny Lane, it was in Faces, 69. Singer Melba Moore, 68. Musician Peter Green, 67. Richard Dreyfuss is 66 years old today. Actress Kate Jackson is 65. Actor Dan Castellantano, The Simpsons, is 56 years old today. Comic strip artist Tom Wilson, who is responsible for Ziggy, 56. Actress Fionnuala Hughes, 54. Singer Randy Jackson, 52. Singer? At any rate, Randy Jackson, 52 years old today. Actress Jolie Fisher, 46. Musician Toby Smith, 43. Actress Winona Ryder is 42. Actress Tracy Ellis Ross turns 41 today. Actress Gabrielle Union is 40. Olympic gold medal bobsledder Vanetta Flowers is 40 today. Actress Milena Govich, 37. Actor Ben Foster turns 33. And actress India Isley, who's on The Secret Life of the American Teenager, is 20 years old today. Got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today, and that would be Susie Coffee Shackman. Happy birthday. Susie lives in Pittsburgh. And Susie, I hope it's a great birthday for you. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Ford Boulevard and Metamod, where they always love taking care of their customers, and they will love taking care of you, too. Happy birthday, Susie Coffee Shackman. I hope it's a really good celebration for you and everybody in our community. Ought to be really good.
Well, it's Tuesday. You know what that is? Ladies and gentlemen, Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yep.
Sorry. We're doing First Splashes. You're not going to like this one.
First Splashes.
In other words, their first hit was a pretty good one.
Okay.
Well, it was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah, I guess. You said I wasn't going to like it.
So. I don't know. You might. I don't know. Right. It was December of 1988.
Okay.
So pretty recent.
Yeah, kind of pretty recent. Kind of out of my wheelhouse of expertise.
It was December of 1988 when this single came out. Uh-huh. Name the tune and artist who hit it big with his first release. I'm handing the vinyl to Ron even as we speak.
I'm not looking at it.
No, right. Hey, wait a minute. I'm over here.
And put it on the turntable.
You got it?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Right.
Make sure I have it on right. All right. Here we go. Everybody listen carefully.
Give us a call. 919-929-WCHL. You want to do name and artist?
Or, sure. Okay. I don't even know what it is.
Okay, so, tune and artist.
All right, here we go.
Maybe it's a tough one. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm listening too. Oh, that's easy. You recognize that? I'm going to let it play just a little bit here. I love it. What do you mean I won't like it? It's crazy.
Working all week, 9 to 5 for my money. So when the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw the girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping.
Okay, what's the name of the song and who is the artist? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you know the answer.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL Hometown Hero is just going to blow you away. Justin Herman has started a new nonprofit foundation called Super Cooper's Wagon.
Super Cooper's Little Red Wagon Foundation is Cooper, our son, who's now 6 years old, but when he was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. And so over the last 4 years, he's been fighting his cancer. We've met a lot of families throughout the country and in the Tar Heel region that are going through the same thing. And so we started this foundation to help those families, specifically around providing them housing and basic living assistance for those folks that come in from out of town. They go through radiation, chemotherapy. They have to come in for weeks, months at a time. We want to provide them with kind of a home away from home.
And where do these families stay?
We just opened 3 apartments in the Chapel Hill and Durham area. So we have one that's actually in Southern Village. It's actually a townhome that we have leased, that we have families stay there while they're getting treatment at the University of North Carolina's oncology department and radiation department. And then we also have 2 suites in Durham for folks coming in to Duke University for the same thing.
That is amazing. What a nice thing for you to do, Justin. And Eric White, who nominated you for today's Hometown Hero recognition, said that to him, this is one of the many reasons that this town is the greatest in the world, and you have been inspiring to others that may be experiencing major difficulties in their life. You pulled all this together, and it seems like your slogan ought to be, it takes a village.
Yeah, we actually, one of our little slogans now is, my son Cooper built this house, and right, so, you know, again, all these little kids that are going through all these treatments that aren't fun, and then their families who are just trying to support them, while at the same time, many of them are having to stress out about everything from where do they live, to paying the bills. You know, for us, we've got a huge support network in Chapel Hill, and the people of Chapel Hill have just been so good to us. But a lot of people, you know, that are coming from outside of Chapel Hill don't have nearly the support network we have, and so we just want to kind of recreate that.
That can add so much to the agony when you're worrying about how you're going to pay for everything. Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, really, they need to be focused on, you know, the next thing for their child.
Justin, I am just blown away by this. This is really fantastic, and if somebody wants to find out more, I guess they can just go to the website?
Absolutely, supercooperswagon.org.
Of course, I know that you, not only you're looking to help other families, but you'd like contributions. And this is just downright inspiring. Eric is right. All our best to Cooper, and congratulations, Justin Herman. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
6:58 at WCHL, just a couple minutes until 7 o'clock, and Hathaway Pendergrass called in with the answer to the question this morning. The name of this song is Wild Thing. It's by Tone Loke.
You're the king, so be my queen if you know what I mean. Let's do the wild thing.
I love that song. It's also in a movie. Hathaway and I are just talking about this. It's in a movie called Uncle Buck with John Candy. And it's in a really good scene in the movie, too. Really, really funny. Oh, my goodness. Hathaway gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and also gets swapped to be prized with one of our previous winners. Thank you so much, buddy. We appreciate your listening. All right. Coming up on WCHL, another quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. With a SodaStream Home Soda Maker, you'll transform ordinary water into the freshest and best-tasting soda anytime at the touch of a button with no cleanup. Enjoy the freshness and convenience of homemade soda and protect the environment at the same time. No heavy bottles to carry, store, or throw away. Fizz to your taste and add the flavor of your choice. My favorite is to simply add a squeeze of lemon. Delicious. Twig on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods, your convenience source for everything SodaStream.
Oh, yeah, that's delicious stuff, too. We were over there last week, last Friday. All right, it is 47 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy. High today, about 68 degrees. And let's see here, tonight mostly cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy and a little warmer. Tomorrow's high creeping up to about 75.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is...